This is the Rashi Roundup for Parshas Toldos. Begin right at the beginning of the Parsha. Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Abraham. Abraham Holidus Yitzchak. And these are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. Abraham gave birth to Yitzchak. So we'll do the second Divrei Maskil. Abraham Holidus Yitzchak. Abraham gave birth to Yitzchak. La'achar shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo Abraham. Achar kach Holidus Yitzchak. So the first statement of Rashi is that stressing the fact that only once Abraham's name was changed was he able to give birth to Yitzchak. Davar Acher, another explanation. Al Yidei Shekasa, because of a kos of Yitzchak ben Abraham, Huzkak Lomer Abraham Holidus Yitzchak. Since it said Yitzchak, son of Abraham, it then was compelled to say Abraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Lepishayu Leitzanei Hador Omrim Me Avimelech Nisabra Sara. Because the scoffers and the fools of that generation would say, oh, Abraham wasn't the father, Avimelech was the father. She lived together with Abraham for many years, and she did not have a child from him. So what did Hashem do? Tsar klaster panim shel Yitzchak domel Avram. He made Yitzchak look very similar in facial features to Abraham. Heidu hakol Abraham alidus Yitzchak, and this was clear to everybody that Abraham was the father. Zeh shekasav kan Yitzchak ben Avram haya shaharei edus yesh Avraham holidus Yitzchak. There was obvious, you know, testimony that Avram was the father. Moving to the next pasuk, Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana v'kachto es Rivka bas Bisuel Arami mipan Pidat Aram. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, the daughter of Bisuel Arami, from Padan Aram. Achos Lavan Arami lo liisha, the sister of Lavan Arami for a wife. We'll do the Ramaskal bas Bisuel. What? The Torah hadn't yet told us this information? Clearly we knew this already from the previous parsha. El v'hagid shvacha, to praise her. Shehoisa bas rasha v'achos rasha. Umakoma anshe resha. She was the daughter of a rasha, the sister of a rasha, and she came from a place of Rishayim. And yet, she did not learn from their ways, she was a tzaddikus. Going to the next pasuk, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem LeNochach Ishto, and Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife Kiyakarahi, because she was barren, she didn't have any children. Vayeoser Lo Hashem, and Hashem answered his tefillah Batar Rivka Ishto, and Rivka became pregnant. Let's do the Rashi. Vayeoser Lo V'Lo La. Hashem gave in to his tefillos and not to her tefillos. She'ein Doma Tefillos Tzadik Ben Rasha LeTefillos Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Can't compare that a second generation tzaddik to a first generation tzaddik. Lefichach lo v'lo la. Therefore, Hashem listened to him and not to her. Rivka was just as great as Yitzchak, but she didn't have zechus avos, and Yitzchak had zechus avos. Next pasuk, Vayisro tzatzu abanim v'kirba v'tomerim kain lamaze anochi, and the children fought or they crushed within her, and she said, "If this is so, why am I like this?" Atelech Lidroshas Hashem, and she went to ask Hashem. So this Rashi quotes the famous Medrash, Al Korcha Hamikra Ze Omer Darsheni. I have to explain this pasuk. Shestam Masha Ritzitzazu, Mahi Ritzitzazu, sorry, because of him came Lamazanochi. What's going on? What is this? What was she so upset about? Rabbi Sena Darshu, Lashon Ritza. It's a Lashon of running. Shehoisa Overes Al Pischei Torah Shalshem Ve'ever Yaakov Ratzum Mefarchis Latzeis. When she passed by Shivashem Ve'ever, Yaakov was trying to get out. Overes Al Pischei Avodah Zarah Esav Mefarchis Latzeis. And when they walked by Esav Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to get out. Dabar Acher Misrot Tzim Zem Zel Merivim Benachlas Shnei Olamos. Or you could say they were fighting with one another about who is going to inherit the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Moving now to a few psukim later, pasuk chafei, vayetze harishon admoni. The first one came out, and he was reddish, kulo kadera sear. He was very full of hair. Vayikrushmo Esav, and they called him Esav. Rashi admoni simin sheyeh shofich damim. This was a sign that he would be a murderer. Next pasuk, v'acharechen yatsa achiv, and afterwards his brother came out. V'yado ocheses ba'akiv Esav, vayikrushmo Yaakov. His hand was holding onto Esav's heel, and they called him Yaakov. Yitzchak ben shishim shana b'ledes osam, and Yitzchak was 60 years old when they gave birth, when they had him. So let's do pasuk chavav achrechin yatzachiv. Shamati medrash agada hador sho lefi pshuto. I've heard a medrash, but explains that al pi pshuto. V'din haya ochez hu lakvo. He was holding onto his heel properly, Yaakov notzer mitipa rishona of Esav min hashniya. Yaakov was created from the first drop and Esav from the second drop. Say elamad mishal feres shapiak tzara. It's like, think about a thin test tube. Tein ba shte avonim zu achar zu anechneses rishona teitze achrona mechneses achrona teitze rishona. The one you put in, it's last in, first out, first in, last out. Nimtza Esav anotzer b'achrona yatza rishon v'Yaakov shenotzer rishona yatza achron. Esav was created second, came out first. Yaakov was created first, came out second. V'Yaakov v'alakvos. So Yaakov wanted to hold him back. She rishon leida k'rishon leitzir. He wanted to be first, just like he was created first. V'yiftor es rachma v'yitol es habachorim min adin. He wanted to be the one to first come out of his mother, to be the pet derechem, and that way he would halachically be the bechor. Fine. Let's do the Rashi ben Shishim Shana Yud Shana Mishanasa Ad Shanasas Bas Yud Gimel Shana Ruila Hey Rayon. Rashi assuming she was married at 3, and then he had to wait 10 years to actually have relations and that she could become pregnant. The Yud Shana Malalu Tzipa V'Himtin La Kamosha Asa Aviv L'Sarv, and they waited to see 10 years just like his father did with his mother. And once she didn't have children, he knew that she was an Akara, and he davened for her. He did not want to marry a maidservant, because he had a special sanctity from the fact that he was brought up as a Korban Ola on Har HaMoriah. So really, it would have been appropriate after 10 years of trying for him to marry a Shivcha, but he didn't want to do so for the reason that Rashi said. Okay, next pasuk. Vayigdilu ha-ne'arim, and the boys grew up. Vayi Esav ish yodeh tzayid ish sadeh. Esav was a man who knew how to hunt, a man of the field. V'Yaakov ish tam yoshev olim. And Yaakov was a simple man sitting in tents. Rashi. Vayigdilu ha-ne'arim. Vayi Esav kol zman shayu ketanim lo hayu nikar b'maaseh. When they were children, you couldn't tell the difference between them. Ein adam medakti b'hem ativ. You couldn't tell their nature. Once he turned 13, so one went to the base medrash and one went to Avodah Zarah. And Yodei Atzayid, what does Yodei Atzayid mean? Latsur l'ramos es aviv b'fiv. Right, he knew how to hunt and to trick his father with his mouth. B'sholo, and he would ask him, Abba, heich ma'asr nesam melach v'esateven. Right, how do you take ma'aser from salt, from straw, kasavar aviv shu medaktik b'mitzvahs. His father thought he was such a tzaddik. He was so careful in the way he did mitzvahs. So just do the last Rashi, yosheva alim, alo shel shem v'alo shel eiver. He wasn't stam sitting in the tent. He meant going to the base medrash of shem v'eiver. Now skip to pasuk lamed. So this is when he comes to Yaakov, wants to buy the bechor. V'yom reisav el Yaakov, aliteni na min ha'adoma adoma zeh. Give me from that red stuff, ki ayef anochi, because I'm tired. Al kein kara shmo Edom, and that's why they called him Edom. Rashi min ha'adom adom adashim adumos, they were red lentils. But osu ayom meis Avram, that was the day that Avram Avinu died. Shelo yira es Esav ben beno yotzi letarbos ra. He wouldn't want to see his grandson going off the derech. Ve'ein zu seva tova sheitivo shehivticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This would not be the good ending that Hashem had promised for him. L'ficha katzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu heishanim mishnosav. That's why Hashem took 5 years off of Avram's life. She Yitzchak chai kuf peishan. Yitzchak lived 180 years. Bezek kuf ayin heishan, and Avram only lived till 175. Ubishel Yaakov adashim lahavros esa evel. And Yaakov was cooking lentils for the Suda Savra, for his father. Belama adashim, why lentils? Shedomos legalgal, because they're round. Shavelus galgal achozer ba'olam. Right? Avelus is a round thing. It's the wheel that turns. It's the cycle of life. Just like there's no opening on round things, so too the Avel has not, he's not allowed to say anything. He just remains silent. That's where the minig came from, to first give an Avel eggs to eat. As we've said in Gemara Moed Katan, but you're not supposed to say hello and answer hello to people for a whole 3 days. And you're certainly not supposed to say hello. And from 3 to the end of Shiva, you can answer hello, but you shouldn't say hello to other people. Okay, moving to Pasuk Lamed Dalet. V'Yaakov Nasan Le'Esav Lechem Unzir Adashim V'Yochal V'Yesh V'Yakam V'Yelach V'Yivez Esav Esa Bechora. That's a Yaakov gave Esav bread and lentils, and he ate and he drank, and he got up and he left, and he disgraced the Bechora. So Rashi over here, V'Yivez Esav Esa Bechora. The Torah is telling you how evil he was, that he disgraced, he was disgusted with serving Hashem. Now we're moving to Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Beis. So Yitzchak was going to go down to Mitzrayim because of the famine, and Hashem said, don't go down to Mitzrayim, even though your father did. Stay, dwell in the land that I am telling you to live in. So Rashi, Al tered Mitzrayim, Asher yadaito leredes Mitzrayim, Moshe yared aviv b'mei arav. He thought to go down to Mitzrayim like his father did in the days of the famine. Amar lo, al tered Mitzrayim, Asher ata ola tamima ve'in chutz la'aretz kedai lecha. You are a korban ola, and chutz la'aretz is not befitting for one such as yourself. Now, moving all the way till the end of the parak, pasuk lamed dalid. Vayhi Esav ben Arba'im Shana, Esav was 40 years old. Vayikach Isha es Yehudis bas Be'eri Achiti, he took for a wife Yehudis, the daughter of Be'era the Chiti, es Basmas bas Elon Achiti, and Basmas, the daughter of Elon Achiti. Rashi, Esav hayanim shel chazir, Esav was like a pig. Shenem rechasmer chazir meiter, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim about a pig, a chazir azeh, because you shochev poshe talpov. He sticks out his hooves when he's lying in the mud. Lomar ruushanitar, look that I'm kosher. Kach elu gozlim v'chomsin umarim atzom ksherim. So too, these types of people, they steal and they make themselves look like they're kosher people. Kol mem shana haya Esav tzad nashim mitachas yad ba'aleim ma'anosam. Esav would force himself upon married women. He would take them away from their husbands and he would be ma'anis them. Kishahoya ben mem, when he turned 40, Omar Abba ben mem shana nasa isha afanichin. My father got married at 40, so too I want to get married at 40. He wants to be like his father, even though he's very, very much not like his father. Now we're moving to Perichav Zion, Pasuk Aleph. Vahi ki zaken Yitzchak, and it was when Yitzchak got old. Vatechena eina miraos, his eyes became weak from seeing. He wasn't able to see anymore. Vayikra es Esav b'no agadol, vayomre elav b'ni, vayomre elav hineni. So he called Esav, his older son, and he said to him, my son, and he said, here I am. Rashi, vatichena be'anshan shel elu. So first Rashi says the reason he became blind was because of these wives that Esav took, shahayu ma'ashnos ha'maktiros l'avodah zarah. They would burn incense and smoke for avodah zarah. And this obviously hurt someone like Yitzchak, who was so sensitive to these things. When he was tied on the Mizbeach and his father wanted to shecht him, the heavens opened and the Malachim saw him and they were crying. And their tears fell into his eyes. That's why his eyes became dimmed. No, he just, he became blind so Yaakov could do this. Otherwise, it would have been very difficult for Yaakov to be able to pull it off. Moving to Pasuk Tes. Lech na, says Rivka to Yaakov. Go now. Elatzon v'kachli misham shnei gedeye izim tovim. Take for me two good goats. V'aseh osam matamim la'aviv kasher heiv. And I'll make good food for your father like he loves. So going to Rashi Dermaskel Shnegdeizim, Machi Shnegdeizim Haya Machalos Shel Yitzchak. What? That's what Yitzchak ate, two whole goats. Ella Pesach Haya. No, it was Pesach. Earlier Rashi had said that Yitzchak was afraid of dying. So we know that tzaddikim, they live and die on their birthdays, and he had just reached within 5 years of Sarah's age that she died, 127. So he was 122. And therefore, it was his birthday. We know that the Malachim announced that he was going to be born on Pesach, and now he was born on Pesach, and now it's Pesach. So it made sense that he needed two goats. Echad ikriv lepischo ve'echad asamatam. One was for the Korban Pesach, and one was stam for eating. I guess similar to the Korban Chagiga. Okay, moving forward now in Rashi to Pasuk Yud Tes. So now. Yaakov comes in, And he says, "Avayomer Yaakov el Aviv." Yaakov says to his father, "Anochi Esav b'chorecha. I am Esav, your firstborn. Asisi kasher dibarti elai. I've done what you have told me. Kumna shiva v'ochla mitzedi ba'avur tevarachani nafshecha. Get up now and eat, or get up now, and eat, sit down over here and eat from the things that I've hunted, so that you can bless me." Rashi, "Anochi Esav b'chorecha." So Rashi parses Yaakov's words. Anochi hua mevi lecha. I'm the one who's bringing you stuff. The Esav hu b'chorecha. And Esav is your firstborn. Skipping one Rashi. We'll do the next one, sorry. Asisi kama dvarim kasher dibarte elai. I've done many things that you've asked me to do. Happens to be you didn't ask me to do this, but I've done a lot of things that you've asked me to do. Now we have Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayigash Yaakov el Yitzchak aviv vayimusheu. Yaakov came, approached Yitzchak, his father, and he touched him. He felt him. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, and the hands are the hands of Esav. Rashi, Kol Yaakov, Shemedaber Belashen Tachanunim. He speaks in a very pleasant, asking way. Kumna, please get up. Aval Esav Belashen Kanturia Diber. Esav spoke in a harsh way. Yikumavi, my father should get up. Right, so there's a little bit of a difference in terms of their intonation. And also Rashi, we skipped one, but he mentions Shem Hashem, Shogar Befiv. Now moving to Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayigash vayishak lo. He came close to Yitzchak and Yitzchak kissed him. Vayarach esrech begadav vayivarocheh. And he smelled the smell of his clothing and he blessed him. Vayomer, and he said, Re'ei reach b'ni ke reach sadeh asher berecho Hashem. Behold the, or see that the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that Hashem has blessed. So what's going on over here? Rashi says, "Vayarach v'halo ein reach ra yosef b'shetav ha'izim." He says the goat skins are a terrible smell. Ela malamet shenich nasimo reach gan eden. He said it came in, the smell of gan eden entered into the room together with Yaakov. Moving now to the next pasuk, v'yitein lecha Elokim ital hashamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'sirosh. Hashem should give you. Right, v'yitein, from the dew of the heavens and from the fats of the land, and much grain and wine. Do Rashi diramasu mital hashemayim kemashmal. Simple understanding. Midrash Agadah Yesh Harbi Panim. There are a lot of midrashim on this. Davar Acher. Another explanation. Mahu Elokim bedin. Meaning, why say v'yitein lecha Elokim? Because it should be for midas hadin. Im ra'i lecha yitein lecha v'im lav lo yitein lecha. If you deserve it, you should get it, and if not, not. He said, no, you're going to get the fat of the land no matter what. Bein tzadik, bein rasha, yitin lecha. Hashem should give it to you whether you're a tzadik or a rasha. U'mimenu lamad Shlomo kishe asa abayis, seder tfilaso. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he gave a tefillah at the beginning, and he learned from Yaakov, from Yitzchak Avinu. Yisrael, shu ba'le muna u'matztika lavadin, lo yikra alecha tagor. Says, a Jew who knows what's what, and he understands that he trusts in Hashem, that he makes good decisions, and knows that he doesn't always deserve everything. So he's not going to go crazy if he doesn't get what he wants when he davens in the Beis HaMikdash. Lefichach, therefore, v'nasat alish kechol drachov asher teidas levavo. He daven, you should give everybody essentially what they deserve based on who they are and what they will accept. Aval nachri mechusar amana. But a nachri doesn't have that amuna. Lefichach amar atat tishma shemayim. But you have to listen to anything and do whatever the Nachri says to you. Bein roi, bein sheino roi, whether he deserves it or not. Tein lo, give it to him. Kadesh lo yikra alecha tagar, so that he doesn't go crazy and complain about everything and say that Hashem is not fair, because he won't accept it the way a Yaakov, an Esav, wouldn't accept it the same way a Yaakov would accept it. Okay, moving now to Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So now Esav comes back. Vayecherad Yitzchak charado gedola ad meod. And Yitzchak trembled a great, great trembling. Vayomer mi efo hu atzod side viyave li viyochel mikol beterem tavov avarcheu. Who is the person who came to me and brought me everything and I ate it and I blessed him? Gam baruch yet, he will be blessed. Rashi, vayecherad ketargumo v'toe. Lashon Tmiya, he was confused, he was bewildered. Midrasho ra Gehenim psucha mitachtav. He saw Gehenim open in front of him. That is the Medrash. We'll do also Gam Baruch Yeh. Shelo tomar ilule sherima Yaakov la'aviv lo natal asa bracha. He shouldn't say, oh, Yaakov wouldn't have gotten the brachas had he not tricked his father. Lakach hiskim ubercha midaito. Therefore he agreed and he blessed him willingly. Now we're going to go to Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayomer hachi karoshmo Yaakov v'yakvini zeh pamayim. His name is Yaakov, and he's tricked me twice. As bechorasi lakach v'nei ata lakach birchasi. He took my firstborn rights, and now he took my blessings. Vayomer halo atzalta li bracha. Did you not save me any brachos? Rashi, diramaschil, hachi karoshmo lashen tema. Hu kamo achi ata. Maybe this is why his name was called Yaakov, Hashem Silva, because of what he was going to do in the future. He was going to trick me. Why did Yitzchak tremble? Maybe I did the wrong thing. I deserved to make this mistake because of a sin that I had done, and I changed around the order of birth. So Esav started screaming, he tricked me twice. Amar lo aviv, ma'asal, what did he do to you? Amar lo, so Esav said back, es b'chorasi lakach. He took my firstborn rights. Amar, b'kach ha'isim meitzar v'charet shema avarti al shur asadin. So Yitzchak answered back, I was very nervous that I had gone out of order. I had done the wrong thing. Achshav lebechor birachti, but it turns out that I did bless the bechor. Gam baruchiyah, and he will be blessed. Meaning he was makbit to say this was the correct thing. Moving now to pasuk mem aleph, vayistom Esav es Yaakov, and Esav hated Yaakov ala bracha asher berecho aviv, based on the blessing that his father gave him. Vayomer Esav b'libo, and Esav said to himself, v'kirvu yimei evel aviv aharga es Yaakov achi. Soon the days of mourning for my father will come close, and I will kill my brother Yaakov. Right? Rashi, Diramaskal, Yikruvi, Yimei Evel Avi, Kimashmo, as it is implied, Shalo Atzair es Abba. I should not cause any pain to my father. There are a number of Midrashim on this, but you see, in the end, Esav had no interest in causing any pain to his father, despite it all. Now we'll just do one more. Rashi Chav Ches Dalid. V'yitein l'chaz birchas Avraham l'cha ulzarcha itach. So Yitzchak says to Yaakov when he sends him on his way, Hashem should give you the blessings of Avraham and to your children after you. L'rishtachas eretz megurecha asher nasan elokim l'Avraham. To inherit the land that you are living in that Hashem gave to Avraham. So Rashi over here. Esbirkas Avraham she'amar lo ve'escha l'goy gadol, that I'll make you into a great nation. Is baruchu bezarecha, and it will be blessed through your children. Yiyu osan abrachos amurus b'shvilcha. Right, these blessings should be said for your purposes. Mimcha yetze oso agoyva oso azera hamavorach. Through you will come out this blessed nation.